Where's Google? Does Google, does, okay, you go up top of the page again. You Google, you gotta go top of the page.
It is the top.
No, it's not.
That's the top.
No, it's not. That's the top.
Oh, well then why is that? I don't understand that. Okay.
So, that's where you double check everything, Eric. Okay. Double, triple check, got it, son?
Yeah,
oh, no. Double, triple check everything. Double, triple check.
Okay.
Okay.
And that's where you, I put that if you wanted to go into that. Well, the broker thing is right there.
And that's what I'm going to do. I'm gonna bring it up.
You are going to bring it up?
I'm not. I'm just going to get out. Yeah. Yeah.
Okay.
I guess so. Then you have that.
Okay, I'm going to play the song.
Yeah, do it. Yep.
I'm not afraid of
that. Yeah, do it, yeah. $260. There you go. That fits nicer. A little bit.
Do you want to bring up that other thing, the flyer thing?
No.
No? So then do you want to get rid of the 3121?
What's that? What's there now?
The employment?
I think it's kind of good just to mention that. Because FICA is such a common tax.
Mm-hmm.
It's good to bring it up.
Okay.
You know, that because it does. Tonight, I'm going to talk about crypto and crypto investors and income tax. As you know, crypto has gone up this year. Last year, I should say. It doubled, basically. So a lot of crypto investors and owners are wondering how to handle that question on the 1040 income tax form about crypto. So we're going to get to that answer, folks, pretty clearly and decisively tonight. There's a way out of that matrix that they of deception they laid out for you guys. And then at the end, as always, I'll answer your questions. By the way, the Restore Freedom Rally was great. You guys, if you were not there, you missed it out. But you can still watch it. The Monday class on Restore Freedom class is available for free on restorefreedoms.org. Okay, so go there, and we'll have the rest of the stuff pretty soon also, okay? Available, all the speakers will be available also pretty soon as well. But yeah, definitely watch the Restore Freedom class on Monday. It's there already, correct? Do we have it on there, Monday class? On Rumble. We have put it on our web, on Restore Freedom class on the Rally website also pretty soon. Okay, very good. So we're going to get going with the presentation, and then get your questions afterwards. You got the proper focus. Focus them, okay. Hello, my friends. I am Heyman Mottahede, the president of Freedom Law School, which I created in 1996. In this presentation, I answer a question that's on the mind of crypto owners and investors. As you know, cryptocurrency has gone up quite a bit in 2023. In fact, it's more than doubled. Bitcoin has doubled. So a lot of Bitcoin and other crypto investors have had gains on their crypto investment, which is good because the money of the future is crypto. So the question is, how do you handle the trap question in the 1040 form? Yes, the trap question on the 1040 form for crypto investors is right here on the 1040 form. You go just about halfway down the page. Here it is. Now, to make it easy for you guys to read this yes or no answer question, I've made this language in this easy to read form. The questions about digital assets. The IRS wants you to answer those questions. At any time during 2023, Did you A, receive as a reward, award, or payment for property or services, or sell, exchange, or otherwise dispose of a digital asset or a financial interest in a digital asset? Well, you got the one chance of yes or no to the question. Either or. Well, you know, if you answer yes, what does that mean? You tell them the truth that you have crypto, right? Answer yes here. Guess what you just did? You just put yourself on the list. That's right. The question is right up there because you put yourself on the list. Now, what is that list for? Well, you know, governments make gun registration lists. They ask you to register your gun. Why? Because ultimately, if they want to take it away, they know whose house to go to, your house, because you told them that you have guns. Same thing here. Why do you think the IRS put this question on 1044 near the top? There it is, above standard deduction, dependents, income, all these categories on page one. They put it up there because they want to easily to put you on a list of people that they're going to want to harass and audit. Mm-hmm. So if you want to be audited by the IRS, raise that chance to get it significantly. Tell the IRS the answer to this question. Say yes. I have something to do with cryptocurrency. But you say, but Paymon, crypto is private. You know, how about if I just lie to them, tell them no? Well, if you choose to do this and click no, say no, you just lied. And because you lied, you know what that means? Well, you can go to prison for that. Yes. Okay. So for that, and you don't want to risk that either. Okay. See, the problem is people believe that filing a 1040 income tax confession form is the safest way to avoid the IRS audits and keep yourself out of prison. Well, that's not so. You need to think again. The safest way to have the IRS leave you alone is to not file any 1040 income tax confession draft forms, especially for crypto owners or investors. You see, when you file a 1040 income tax form or any federal tax form, what? You open yourself up to three separate crime charges for each IRS 1040 form or other document that you file with the IRS. Yep, attempting to evade or defeat a tax. That can get you up to 5 years for each 1040 that you file. How about fraud and false statements? That can send you to prison for up to 3 years for each 1040 form that you file with the IRS. And filing fraudulent returns or statements? Yep, that can send you to prison now for up to 1 year for each 1040 form. So combine all these cutoffs and 9 years for each 1040 income tax form that you filed with the IRS. Even all along, you had the right to be silent and not to give any information to the government that they could use to put you in prison. Yeah, why? Because you signed a piece of paper, folks, under oath. Yep, there it is. You unwittingly increase your chance of going to prison for taxes when you sign under penalties of perjury that you owe. 1044 is true, correct, and complete. There it is. That's fine, Prince. Under penalty of perjury. You go to prison if everything is not true, correct, and complete. Yep. Of course, when you do that, you tell the IRS that you owe the money as well. On line 37, you claim that you owe the IRS money. So having been that case, folks, even the tax court Judge Krupa would not keep by the IRS and went to prison with a deal of only 34 months that she made. And for crypto investors now, it's worse. They put that question right at the top. So what do you do? The solution is simple. Do not file the 1040 income tax confession form. Do not say yes. Do not say no. You don't want to be audited. You don't want to go to prison either. Yes or no, either way, they get you. So the only way out, the best way out of this dilemma, instead of yes or no, is simply do not fill out the form at all. Yep, that will solve the problem for you. But you say, hey, Mom, the law requires me to file income tax. My accountant, CPA, tax attorney, TurboTax, HR blog tells me I got to file income tax. I don't want to break the law or go to jail. Well, let's look at the law a little bit closely. Are you a person required to file income tax? You're going to go directly to government's official legal website, folks. For example, the law, Internal Revenue Code, we're going to go over this. The key parts, definitions, are hidden among this gobbledygook at the very end of it, folks. Yep, gobbledygook book, they hit the definitions that really matter at the end, section 7701. So we're going to get to this in a moment. Let's go start with the Internal Revenue Code, the 1040 form instructions first. So IRS is right in the instruction form for the 1040 form when they tell you about filing requirements and they say that these rules apply to all U.S. citizens regardless of where they live and resident aliens. Okay, very good. Now, these U.S. citizens, that's the key term. Who are the U.S. citizens? For nationality purposes, immigration purposes, you and I are U.S. citizens. But for tax purposes, they have different definitions, as you shall see. Now, here we go on the regulations of the federal income tax that's published by the internal, the U.S. Treasury income tax on individuals. They say correctly that Section 1 of the Internal Revenue Code imposes an income tax on the income of every individual who is a citizen or resident of the United States. Okay, but what is this United States therefore referring to? The 50 states? No, they mean the District of Columbia, as you shall see on the government's own official legal website. This, on the right, D.C., District of Columbia, is the United States for tax purposes. That they're gonna, I'm gonna show you that's what they're talking about. See, we're gonna go right into the source of the law. Okay, this U.S. code.house.gov. This is the United States Code, which is a consolidation and codification by subject matter of the general and permanent laws of the United States, and it is prepared by the Office of the Law Revision Council of the United States House of Representatives. This is the government's official lawyers of Congress that publish these laws. Okay, here we go from Title 26, Internal Revenue Code. What is that? Like I showed you folks, that's the online version of this, the Internal Revenue Code, the Bible of the IRS. This is the book the IRS is supposedly trying to follow correctly. So does it apply to you or not? You shall see. It almost never applies to you. So the saying is Chapter 79, Definitions. Section 7701, when used in this title, Title 26, they define many terms, okay, that do not need any defining at all. We all know what these terms mean. Congress wants to have its own very specific definitions, and they give it to us here for United States and states. Let's look at states. The term state shall be construed to include the District of Columbia. D.C. is not even a state. What are they doing over there in definition of state? But they can do that. They can add D.C., District of Columbia, in state definition if they want to, where such construction is necessary to properly carry out the provisions of this title. All right? So how about the United States? The term United States, when used in a geographical sense, includes only the states, which we now know it's District of Columbia, and again, the District of Columbia. So, United States means only D.C. and state, which now we know means also D.C. D.C. plus D.C. still adds up to saying only District of Columbia. That's right. NFL tax laws applies primarily only to the District of Columbia. Unless there's a part, they say right here, they say what? They say, when you were not otherwise distinctly expressed, but not, there are some exceptions. Now, I'm going to show you exceptions that this rule does not apply, but overall, that rule applies. The Interim Code applies to the District of Columbia. That's the United States they're referring to, okay? Now, look at this one to show how that is not always the case. Look at from Title 26, Internal Revenue Code. We got subchapter A, tax on petroleum, on oil. Here, they have special definition of special rules. And for the purposes of this subchapter, what subchapter? Subchapter A, tax on petroleum. There's unique definitions, like crude oil. But we go down and look at this. The United States has its own unique definition. The term United States means, look at that, the 50 states. Here, they did not forget to put the 50 states. They put it over there because they intended to cover the 50 states, D.C., and a bunch of U.S. territories, which are specifically and in detail listed, and they even added the continental shelf areas and four trade zones. You see, the other D.C. does not include the 50 states. It's not there. You cannot assume that it includes the 50 states because it's not there. It's not there. Don't believe me? Listen to U.S. Supreme Court in this regard, folks, okay? But before I get to that, let me show you a little bit more. Here's from Title 26, Internal Revenue Code, Chapter 21, Federal Insurance Contributions Act. The good old FICA. You see how people's paychecks that come out, right? So in this definition, we talk about many things like wages. But let's go down on this Section 3121 and look at the United States. Yep, for the purposes of this chapter, Chapter 21, Federal Insurance Contributions Act, FICA. The term state includes the District of Columbia, the Commonwealth of Puerto Rico, the British Islands, Guam, and American Samoa. And the United States, and look, it includes the all these U.S. territories and D.C. The United States, when used in a geographical sense, includes the Commonwealth of Puerto Rico, the British Islands, Guam, and American Samoa. The same four U.S. island territories. However, the United States does not include D.C. State includes D.C., which is crazy. D.C. is not a state, but they include in the definition of the term state. D.C. is the seat headquarters of the United States, but it's nowhere listed in there. Neither are the 50 states in state or United States. That's the same paragraph that talks about both. So it shows you the intention of Congress that they include some things in, sometimes they include some things out. And in this case, Stenberg versus Carhartt, in the year 2000, folks, says the same thing I'm trying to tell you, that when a statute or law includes an explicit definition, like the ones you've seen, we must follow that definition, even if it varies from that term's ordinary meaning. Yep, like the one you saw. And it is axiomatic, self-evident, obvious, that the statutory definition of the term excludes unstated meanings of that term. When by law, statutes in that definition, something's not there, it is not there. You cannot assume it's there. Here we are, folks. Section 7701, the United States, does not include the 50 states. It is not there. None of the 50 states are listed there. Here, for oil taxes, they include 50 states and a lot more. And for FICA, as you see here, Section 3121, for United States, they only include four U.S. island territories. Okay, so you've got to go by the definition. So now we know clearly what's going on. United States, people that got paid income tax are D.C. people, District of Columbia people. Surprise, you, the crypto investor, were never required to file income tax, whether it's wages, commissions, salaries, short-term capital gains, long-term capital gains, stocks, bonds, you know, investments, real estate, rental property, royalties of any kind, doesn't matter. As long as the money's from DC, you have to pay income tax. If it's not from DC, it's from Florida, Texas, California, New York, Japan, Egypt, or France, you don't have to pay any federal income tax. That's how the law is written to be constitutional. Yep. So now let's go to what was the nicey why this part says this, income tax on individuals. Section 1 of the code imposes an income tax on income of every individual who is a citizen or resident of the District of Columbia. That's right. This is D.C. This is not the 50 states you're talking about there. And Supreme Court again verified this in Gould versus Gould, a unanimous 9-0-1917 tax case. Okay? And let's see what the Supreme Court says in the relevant part right here. In the interpretation or understanding of statutes, laws, living or imposing taxes, it is the established rule not to extend the provision of tax laws by implication or implying. There's nothing to be implied in tax laws beyond the clear import of the language used, yep, or to enlarge the operation of tax laws so as to embrace or include matters not specifically pointed out. If it's not specifically pointed out, it is not there. That's what the Supreme Court says to us, 9-0, well-established rule. And in case of doubt, they, the tax laws, are construed most strongly against the government's power to tax and in favor of the citizen not being taxed. Not just against the governments, not just strongly against the governments, but most strongly against the government. You cannot get any stronger than most strongly against the government, folks. Any doubt goes against them. They don't have the power to tax you by implying, by assuming that Section 7701, United States, does not have the 50 states. It is not there. You cannot assume it. Plain and simple. So this 1044 U.S. individual income tax is not a 50 states individual U.S. income tax. It is a Washington, D.C. individual income tax return. Yep. That's how they deceive you. So you don't have to fill out that 1040 form at all. You avoid the crypto question trap. You don't put yourself on the list. You don't answer that question at all. This question about digital assets, you don't have to fill it out at all because you don't have to fill out the 1040 form at all to begin with. So for more folks, go to Freedom Law School's website. Yep, based on U.S. government's official legal websites, no law requires 98% of Americans to file and pay income taxes. Yep. Folks, you can restore freedom in America, folks. You can regain your power and freedom and never again voluntarily pay the Washington, D.C. swamp legally and safely. Guaranteed if you choose. Go to freedomlawschool.org, folks. Yes. Discover the truth, folks, and you start the 7 steps, folks. Yes. To free yourself from income tax slavery with these 7 steps. Yep. Number 1, follow the law. I just showed you an example how we follow the law that based on the official legal websites of U.S. government, no law requires 99% of Americans to file income tax. Who got to pay income tax? Citizens and residents of Washington, D.C. Another category is federal workers, contractors, and pensioners. That's another video. I'll cover that part of it. So with that, folks, I know vast numbers of you do not fit those categories, and you're a free man or woman. Go to freedomlawschool.org. That is the way for you to be free. You see, they say that people suffer for lack of knowledge. Yes. Ignorance hurts. Ignorance enslaves you. And the solution is seek the truth, and the truth shall set you free. Yes, that's all you gotta do, folks. Go to freedomlawschool.org, and as you drive to and from work or shopping, listen to our videos, okay? What you see right here? Yes. Go through these steps. These videos are there, easy for you to follow as you drive around, listen to them. And then when you go to work or home or for lunch or dinner, put your smartphone or computer up and play it again. Then you can read and verify that, hey, Mom's not making this stuff up, because I'm not. It's real. On the U.S. government's official legal websites, okay? And then you see, oh, I can be free. I never had to pay federal income taxes to begin with. All these years, I was duped. I was tricked. I was deceived. You're probably going to be mad that all these years you paid the swamp in D.C. all this money, but guess what? From now on forward, you are free. Every year is a separate potential taxable event. The past is gone, but from now on, you are free. So it's all in your hands. Go to freedomlawschool.org and free yourself now, and share this, folks, with your friends, co-workers, okay, family members. And remember, this presentation, especially share it with your crypto investor friends, your crypto club that you're part of. Yes, tell all these guys and let them all be free along with you and I. Keep your hard-earned money and be free once again. Okay, we're going to go to your questions now. We have right now two people with questions ready to ask your questions. Okay, so remember, the number to call is on the screen, 657-383-1755, the number to call. And to get your question asked on your telephone keypad, press 1, and I will take your questions in order. Okay, 657-383-1755, and press 1 on your telephone keypad. Now we'll take your questions one person at a time. Let's start with the call from area code 443. Then we're going to go to the call from area code 302. So from area code 443 caller, to protect your privacy, give me only your first name, how you heard about us, and then your question, please. Hold on. Hey, Pam, my headset on. Go ahead.
Hey, Pam, on this is Justin.
Uh-huh.
Can you hear me?
And how did you hear about us, Justin?
From Rumble. I've called in
Rumble. Do you know whose channel did you see us on Rumble? Whose was it?
It was on the main page, and the last time I called in about a month ago, you actually hovered over it. It was on the finance section.
Oh, Rumble finance section. Yes, very good.
Yeah,
very
you didn't good. Even okay. notice. Yeah. When I mentioned it last time, you literally hovered right over it and didn't even see it.
Yes, yes. Right. I remember you calling. That's right. Exactly. Yeah. Very good. Very good, my friend, and I can help you.
Yeah, I have a W-4 question.
Mm-hmm.
And February 15th, you said, is when you have to have it filed. And my employer, I think I just have to tell my accountant that to mark me exempt, and she'll do it for me. Is it better to sign the form that's off your website, or have my account just do our thing where I'm just exempt and I don't have to sign anything?
No, you want to do it the way we have it on the right on our website. Okay. Okay. Free yourself from tax withholding. You go there. Okay. Yeah. Here.
And I have
till
the 15th.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, I got it. I know what you're talking about.
Yeah.
Yeah. Okay.
Do that. This and the form is right here. Okay.
Yep,
so,
I got it.
Yeah, just do this one because it's done properly to protect you from potential attack by the criminals and the U.S. Department of Injustice. Okay?
Okay. Just wanted to make sure because I have both ways of approaching that, and I wanted to know which one was better. That was all.
Mm-hmm. Yep.
And sorry, I missed your rally, and I watched your class that you guys put online. Is there any way to get the full class, like pay for it?
I saw the Monday class online. It's on Rumble right now. We have it on our channel on Rumble. We're gonna put it on the Restore Freedom Rally website also there for free tomorrow.
Yeah, but the whole entire class, it was available online for like $55, I think it was.
Or the rally itself. The rally itself, yeah. Yes. That's going to be $59. You know, you can get that also by register for that right now, and we'll give you free access to it once. We got to do some editing of the videos, make them look nicer. That might take us maybe another week or two. We're trying to do it as soon as we can. And we're going to get that get it out to you. So just pay for that way on our website, and then we make sure there's some extra streaming. We have it for people have access to it. But you go there right now and just pay for that $59. We'll get it to you as soon as it's done. Editing is completed.
And I think there was a discount if I send you cash.
I don't remember the honesty. If the form says so, we give you cash discount. So we love cash. So try it out. If it's there, I'll do it. No problem. Because it's only $26. If it says so, no problem. We'll do it. I don't remember.
Yeah, and then on that Monday class, I saw that lady with the pussy hat cat there. She looked like an operative. Was she an operative? Where'd she go? What was the backstory on that?
No. There's no operative. Look, the IRS is welcome to give us their money to come to our rallies and educate one of the employees about what we do, that we teach people to follow the law as published on U.S. government's official legal websites. It's not a problem. I welcome. They're supporting us.
Yeah, I know you had that argument with her, and then she was sitting there in the chair, and then she didn't come back up. And she wasn't wearing a lanyard, too.
The green jacket?
Yeah.
Look, some people just want to be right. And what happened, a lady on outside, me and Kay Ross, you know, to try to address her concerns, and I just let Kay Ross handle it, then she would have listened to me to try to explain things to her. She just wanted to say she's right, you know?
Okay. Yeah, she looked like an operative.
She was not an operative. Some people just like to be, you know, so right about things, and they don't listen. They just cut you off. That's all it is. Don't worry about that.
Okay. No, I just thought it was funny. I was just laughing. You have a good night, Kaylin. God bless you, sir.
Thank
Sorry,
you. Same with Justin.
I'll get you next time.
All right. Sounds good, my friend. We have an area code 302 caller followed by a caller from area code 907. Then another one from area code 307. Then we have another call from area code. Hold on. I'm going to get all written down, guys. 802. Another one from area code 714. Next from area code 505. Another one from area code 407. And another one from area code 503. So that means, guys, you guys got to get your questions quick. I'm going to try to answer all your questions quickly and correctly so everybody doesn't have to wait too long. Okay, so from area code 302, my friend, give me your first name, how you heard about us, and then your question, please.
Yeah, hi. My name is George, and I found you. So someone commented on America from Freedom to Fascism. They commented your website, and I checked it out, and I went through all the seven steps and all your videos. And yeah, my question was, do I have to file state income tax for New York State? Because I already did the W-4 exempt, like you mentioned on your website, and is that going to affect qualifying for a mortgage government loans? I'm not too sure about the home buying process, but you know, I'm just curious about that.
Home buying process, you don't need a tax return from at all. It just says banks will not do it, but most loan agents, mortgage agents, do not know how you can get a loan with only bank deposits or just bigger down payments. Mm-hmm. So just ask for a manager, call a different company. Hey, do you do any home loans without a W-2 or 1099, just with bank deposits or bigger down payment?
Mm-hmm.
If not, you know. They do that. They're out there. You just got to call around a little bit. Okay.
All right.
Mm-hmm. But one more thing. And this is not the time to buy real estate, George. We are just about to hit a Great Depression again, like we had in 08. Remember that 08 crash? We got another one coming up right now, like 06. Do not buy real estate. It's my best advice to you. Wait. The market crashes, like in 08, and then buy. So for right now, rent, save your money. Otherwise, you're going to lose it all.
Yeah.
Okay, what else? Yeah. Any up, George?
Yeah, just my last question was just do I have to file state income tax for New York State?
No, New York files federal. If you have no federal filing requirements, you don't have any state of New York income tax filing requirements either.
Oh, really? Okay, so follows federal law.
Most
okay,
states do that if they get, but yeah, if you don't.
Yeah, I'm just like a regular employee. All right, thanks, appreciate it.
You're welcome, my pleasure. Let's go to 907 area code caller. Okay, let's see. I need to have him to see his full number, please. The 907 area code caller. All right, my friend. Is that 314 area code prefix? Yeah. All right, give me your first name, how you heard about us, and then your question, please.
Hi, my name's Sarah Lee. I don't remember how I heard about you, but I've been getting your emails for quite a while, and I have been through all your seven-step videos. I did email last night a bunch of questions that I have because I am in Hawaii looking at purchasing a business. Now that you mentioned about a crash, I'm wondering if that's another indicator not to buy a business also.
Yes, that's right. Don't. Depends on the nature of the business sometimes, you know. Some businesses do well with the economy going down, like farms. Anybody eats no matter what, okay? But real estate particularly goes down. If it's sensitive to people having money, like buying luxury boats will go down too. Luxury cars will go down too. Okay? So you may want to delay having to buy anything serious. I would just buy crypto and gold. You know, those are two things that's gonna go up and maintain the value. And safe and simple, easy to liquidate.
I'm curious though, this is a gallery and there's always people coming to Hawaii for vacation no matter, you know. A lot of people have money that come here, so I don't know how the crash is really going to affect a lot of people that frequent the islands.
Very simple. Very simple. People vacation travel more when they got a lot of money or they have less money.
Mm-hmm.
When they have more money.
Right
now, people have more money, right? They had even more money 5 years ago. The economy was much better back in 19, right? It was a good economy at the time. When people don't have money, they don't travel as much. They don't go to Hawaii in the first place. The gallery will be hurt through the coming Great Depression.
Is the state income tax in Hawaii tied to the Fed also?
Yes.
Mm-hmm. Okay. All right. Okay. Well, thank you very much for your time and answers.
You're welcome. My pleasure. We have a call from Miracle 307. Okay, you are live, my friend. Please give me your first name. I heard about it.
Yes.
And then your question, please.
Yes, this is Bruce. I tried to get on with your rally and the last weekend, and unfortunately, I paid the $59. I never got a single link to at least watch it on the computer or on the cell phone. Can somebody at least send me a recording or something?
Sure.
Sure.
Call us tomorrow at the office. Let them know about that. And whoever, one of our educators answers the phone, will take care of that for you. Ask for our IT department, okay? The IT people, you know, IT-oriented people, educators handle that stuff. Yes.
Okay. Let me ask you, because the other folks also asked about the crash. How is it going to happen in the real world? You mentioned already crypto and gold is the only one to buy. What are you doing, for instance, to prepare yourself for the crash? And approximately what time is it going to come? What month?
I don't know exactly what time. It's like asking, I knew that back in 04, 05, 06, the Great Depression was coming. They know exactly when. I'll give you, 06, the real estate prices flattened out. 07 started going down. It went down, and the April of 08 crashed. So right now, the price of it last year and a half kind of flat, right? And then they go, all the people start going down a little bit, and a little bit more, and then boom, they'll crash. So don't bother. It doesn't matter if it's 06 or 07. You don't want to be in real estate now, period. Okay, anything else?
Not to touch any real estate, no matter which state.
Did it matter in an 08 crash? What state you invested in? Did anybody was protected from the crash of the real estate prices anywhere?
Well, not really. Not that I remember. Yeah.
Exactly. Everywhere's going to go down. Some places will go down more than others. Okay?
Like, how about Florida?
Doesn't matter. Everywhere's going to go down. Some places will go down more than others. Some places will go less than others. But they're all going to go down the Great Depression, right? The whole economy.
Okay.
This is systematic. This is because of a phony money system. The Federal Reserve is privately owned. They make money out of thin air, lend it out on interest, cause all these booms and the recession and busts. Okay? Anybody like me who took economics 101 back in college and back in the early 80s knows that simple thing. Okay? So just stay out of real estate, gold and crypto and cash. All right?
I see. Okay. Last question. You moved from California to Florida, and you said, and gave that advice also to other people. I tried to get my son out of California, but to no avail.
I can't hear you. Get close to the microphone.
Oh, okay. You advised also folks to get out of California toward Florida.
Yes.
Is Florida a state where it's going to go down harder or less hard the Great Depression?
Less hard.
That's hard. Okay.
Mm-hmm.
In spite of all the big money you pay for interest and, I mean, not interest, the insurance, which is pretty high in Florida. Does that have
it's
any
not
effect?
Perfect. But the states like Florida that has freedom, much less regulation, no state income tax, low property tax, low sales tax, you know, and there's opportunities here. You know, it's more resilient than places like California, which are dying because people are leaving and the gangs and the ghetto are taking over with the communist, you know, government, local governments, communist district attorneys who don't put criminals in prison. You know, it's going to be hurt more. So you're just going to expedite the exodus out of those corrupt states.
Yeah.
Okay.
I mean, all the communist states
are going to go down harder.
Yeah, I wouldn't move there no matter what. But I have a hard time getting my son out of there. Anyway, it gives me a little bit of ammo. Thank you very much. You have yourself a wonderful evening.
You're welcome, my friend. My pleasure.
You bet you.
Okay, we have an 802 area code caller. I don't see him on the screen. Is he there? Oh, there he is. Yeah, 802 area code caller. You are next, my friend. Please give me your first name, how you heard about us, and then your question, please.
Hi, Payman. Can you hear me?
Yes.
Good. This is Rick. I saw your interview with Dr. Jane Ruby show maybe 4 weeks ago or so.
Mm-hmm.
So we've been watching your videos and we've read through all the petitions and we're getting ready to send those out. I have two questions. We're thinking of signing up with your step six, okay, with your program. And what we are planning to do was we're retired and we're collecting Social Security and we are also have pensions, but the pensions are private. They're not government. So we were going to correct our 1099s, send into a corrected 1099 form for zero taxable income, and then work on the withholding agents to have them stop generating those. And we're wondering how that, if at all, would affect your process. Would that be something you would object to, or is that not a problem?
I have not devised a way to properly challenge those false W-2s and false 1099s that employers and third parties did not about due to the IRS. Okay? Basically, I think you have to sue them to have them reverse them. It's a lawsuit against the employer or third party. And I plan on doing some of those in the future, and just not quite yet. So I wouldn't do those things because it'd be a waste of time and money. Okay. Bottom line is, as if you see me tell people about step three on our website, you got to realize the IRS is over 99% bluff. Okay. They want you to believe that the IRS uses those W-2s and 1099s against you. That's what the media portrays in your mind. But they do not do that, okay? They literally do not use those W-2s and 1099s, you know, that they get from third parties to use against you because they're too busy, can't even catch up with filers. Number of non-filers is about 80 million. So they have no time to come after non-filers because it's a lot cheaper to make a lot more money from filers, over $300 for $1 spent, versus for non-filers, they get less than $3. So just don't file. Don't worry about the 1099 that they sent falsely about you. Okay?
Okay. All right. My second question is, since we're collecting Social Security and we have an IRA that was also created with the same money, the same paychecks, can we pull on that IRA and not pay taxes at the same time as collecting a benefit with Social Security?
You never owed any federal income tax all your life. As long as you were not a DC citizen resident and you were not a federal worker or contractor. So you're good. Take all the money, do with what you want. It's your money. Okay?
Okay. All right.
All right.
Good. Thank you very much.
You're welcome, Rick. My pleasure.
Bye.
714 area code caller from my old neighborhood, Orange County, California. Give me your first name, how you heard about us, and then your question, please.
Hey, Michelle.
Hi, this is Noah. I heard about you from my grandma. And what was the third one?
Your mom, Michelle.
Your question.
My question. Sorry. I am a merchant mariner, so I work on the ocean, and I was wondering, is that like a federal employee, or how does that work?
Who cut your check?
My company.
Then you're not doing anything federal. Your company may be doing federal, but you're not. You're just getting paid by them. You're free.
Okay, and then also I'm in the state of California, and your last videos you were unsure about California if I had to pay the state income taxes.
You don't, because California falls federal. What I did say is that California is very aggressive and lawless and well organized. That's why some people choose to pay California. If they're stuck there, they cannot leave. And you, my friend, since you're on the sea merchant marine, and you're on the sea most often, you can make your headquarters, your base, instead of California, make it Florida, or New Hampshire, or Texas, or Tennessee. Why do you have to make your base of your operation in California when you're on the sea most of the time anyways? And that way you'll be income tax free.
Okay.
Okay.
Sounds good. Yep.
Okay. Very good, Noah. Thank you for your good question. Area code 505 caller. Give me your first name, how you heard about us, and then your question, my friend.
This is Karen, and I've known about you for a long time, but I was doing some of that myth stuff back in 2000. It kind of went another tact, but I'm on board. The two questions, you said, I've seen that you've talked about some type of a class that you had on the no-doc mortgage online.
No, I didn't do a class about it. I just did a presentation like this.
Oh, okay.
That I talked about the issue of getting a home loan without a bank account. But again, this is not the time to buy real estate. We are just before the Great Depression. Yeah,
I'm waiting for the crash. And the other thing is, I loved your weekend thing, the rally you just had. But I'll call your people because I didn't see the movie. I only saw 15 minutes, and then it just didn't show. So I'll contact them.
Well, right now they're available on Stu Peters Network, and also on Rumble. I think Stu is putting it out today or tomorrow. After a week, we'll put it out as well.
Oh, good. So it's on Rumble? It'll be on Rumble?
On Rumble, yeah. Yep.
Okay,
yep.
Thank you.
Yep.
Thanks for all you do.
You're most welcome. Thank you. For your question, Karen. Here we go, 407 caller. You're live with Freedom Law School. Give me your first name, how you heard about us, and then your question, please.
My name's Kurt. I heard about you from my wife, who was invited by a friend of hers to your Orlando conference this past weekend. And,
very good.
I'd never heard of you until like 2 days ago. And Ash kind of humored her just to look at the videos. And that they were pretty impressive. And I just have one question since it's about the end of the hour. I work for a big corporation, and I went in on the computer to look at my W-4, and there it says the only way I can file exempt is if I did not pay any income tax last year. And I actually paid not a huge amount, but a lot of income tax last year. Is there a way around that, or?
You would exempt and paid a lot of income tax, is that what you said?
It basically said that if I paid any income tax last year, I could not change my W-4 to exempt.
Gotcha. Yeah, I know that nonsense. What you want to do is to go to our website, okay, to freedomlawschool.org. Okay, I'll show you.
Yes.
And there under right on the top of the page, you go that and the menu that comes out of the bottom is free yourself from tax withholding. Follow the instructions, and the form is on that page also how to do it. All there in more detail, my friend. And there's a video also explaining the process for you.
Okay. Okay. Hey, thank you so much.
You're welcome. My pleasure, Kurt. Okay, before I go to the next caller from area code 503, let me announce some other people with questions. So I'm getting to all you guys one at a time. After the 503 caller, we got one from 954. Another call we got from area code. That's it, right? No, 954 is not another question. Wait a minute. We see we got 407, and we just took the call. We got one from area code 708. That's right. Ready to go 708, my friend. You are next. Okay, I'll answer your question right now. Give me your first name, how you heard about us, and then your question, please.
My name is Rosie, and I heard about you through reading Joseph Bannister's book, Investigating the Federal Income Tax, and you were on page 11. And so then I Googled and found you on Freedom Law School and scoured that website, your website, and sent off petitions already. And after doing that, I was trying to find out about schools, like your classes, I should say. And I saw that under the testimonials, people were doing levels. So I looked up Freedom Law School Level 1, and I came across a appellate court case from last year in April where you were representing yourself pro se with the state, with the United States Tax Court. Now, they're saying that you owe taxes, and it's concerning for me. Because I'm like, okay, what's going on? Can you help me out with that?
Of course, I'll be happy to.
Thank you.
All right, you're welcome. So I've been in the IRS many times on our website. Let me show it to you our victories. You see that on top of the page center, Freedom Law School FLS victories. That's for our website. First of all, I've not openly filed a income tax for over 30 years. And teaching other people to do the same, and I'm not in prison. IRS has never tried to put me in prison. How come? I have not paid even $1 for over 30 years openly. They know me. In fact, in 1994, they had me under, 1993, they had me under criminal investigation for a year and a half, even back then. So right there, that tells you I'm doing something right. In 2009, they came after me, and they imposed for 13 years of taxes for over $600,000. And I zeroed that out. IRS, appeals office, and U.S. tax court officially zeroed out all these page after page of tax liens. Okay? In 2003, they contacted me, IRS, about being an abusive tax shelter promoter. And see all these things, by the way, on our website is there. Okay? So guess what? It took them 13 years in 2006, you know, for the IRS to back off. That I'm not, 2016, that I'm not an abusive tax shelter promoter. In 2006, they did a summons. A criminal investigation division wanted to get records of the hotel at a rally like I had just, you know, last weekend. I sued the IRS and the criminal investigation division agents personally, and the IRS, our agent, was forced to remove, take back his criminal investigation of me. The case was over. So those are the victories. Have you seen any of those, by the way, before I address your question more specifically, Rosie? Have you seen those?
I've seen the victories, but this is a very recent appellate court case where you represented yourself, and
correct.
It was filed on April 20th.
Yes,
of
2023. Yes. Okay, good, good. Got it. Okay, very good. I'm glad you've done your homework. You look like a very thorough person. I appreciate it. I love the fact that you're a very specific, thorough person, okay, because that's what it takes to know the truth. So, and also, none of my students ever gone to prison, not one. For over 20 years, I've done a program, this Restore Freedom Plan, as was the Royal Freedom Package. Not one person that came to me clean like you has ever gone to prison or had even $1 of the money levied by the IRS, the bank account paycheck, or the property taken by the IRS. Not even one. Now let's talk about my case. I'm the only leader of the tax truth, tax freedom movement in America, going back to World War II, whose leader never gone to prison by the IRS or put out of business or closed up on his own.
Are you
one.
Still dealing with this case?
No. Oh, well, yes. Well, hold on a second. I'll get to that question. Yes and no. Okay. So what happened, since I beat that criminal investigation division in that case in 06, the IRS tried for 01 to 06 for those 6 years, put some phony case together saying that, oh, Bureau of Labor Statistics says the average person makes so much in America, therefore you made so much, and based upon that, you owe this amount. And the law clearly says the burden of proof is on the government. And I try to meet with them, IRS, and discuss the numbers and, you know, discuss everything, and this is wrong, you know, but they refuse to meet with me steadfastly. They refuse to cooperate, even though the law requires both sides to cooperate. Anyhow, the law was completely on my side, the facts, but the double crooked judge, Judge Morris, ignored the law, ignored the facts, and ruled against me. In fact, in a footnote, he said, oh, I bring up the fact that, you know, the law says that the burden of proof is on the IRS to prove why they had to use Bureau of Labor Statistics to come up with tax numbers against me. And, of course, they refused to meet with me. And the crooked judge, Morris, just avoided all that and said, well, we don't have to address that question now. Really, judge? You just know the law. You acknowledge you know the law. And they say, well, I think I'm just going to ignore the law. And I'm going to go about what's called a preponderance of evidence rule, which is who has a heavier side. I'm going to see who's got a stronger case. Well, of course, a double crooked judge, government judge like Morris, like Iran, where I came from, that's how crooked these guys are. So of course the government had the upper hand. They had the burden. They had the stronger case at Piedmont and ruled against me. Ignored facts, ignored the law. And when you go to appeal, you got a triple crooked court of appeal judges. What they do is the judges do not rule on your case. What they do, they hire these law graduate students and say, do these tax little cases. Do you have them? And these these unpublished decisions, because they're so wrong, they're so corrupt, they don't want them to be a precedent for other cases. And all they do, they just do not even a two-page decision, which is after one paragraph in any way addresses any issue of law, period, mentions it, ignores all my arguments, everything I say, and then say, you know what, everything was good. Paymon, you had the burden of proof. You disproved the IRS's case with a law.
But in the case, it said that you didn't address any issues in your brief for the appellate court regarding anything to do with failure to file timely tax returns. And I'm reading that the filing of tax returns is voluntary. I don't know if you mentioned that in your brief. And then also,
Rosie, hold on. Let me address it one time. Rosie, the Court of Appeal, to your surprise, lie. Yes, the judges are human beings. They lie to their teeth. That's a lie. They simply ignore the law, ignore the facts, and make up their own scenario because you don't know what I argued. What I said or didn't say, you believe in, well, the judges must have addressed everything. No, they didn't. They deliberately ignored the law. Look at Trump case. You see, Donald Trump in Colorado, the crooked communist majority in the Colorado Supreme Court said by 4-3 that Trump can't run for president because Trump is an insurrectionist. Insurrection against the United States, like the Southern states had an insurrection against the Union back in 1860s. Well, guess what? It was not an insurrection. Trump has never been charged with insurrection. To even be convicted of insurrection, just say, oh, you did insurrection. But can you imagine a state Supreme Court claim? Yes. Donald Trump was involved in insurrection. No charges, no convictions. How can judges not know about the basic principle of law that you got to be convicted of something in a court of law with facts, evidence, trial before they say you did that? No trial ever been had that Trump had any insurrection at all. So let's get this clear to you, Rosie. I want you to know this. The judges in America are primarily crooks and criminals. You seen it in January 6th. Okay? So what happened to Trump, Rosie? They've been doing it to American people like me for decades. But guess what? So what? I'm not done with them. Because, you know, down the road, if they want to do something, and they ignored the law, they ignored the facts, I have a right to bring them up because my issues were never addressed down in the collection. Due process hearing, those things will be brought up. But these lazy crooks, hold on. Hold on. You know they've not even billed me yet, Rosie? The IRS, since April, 10 months ago. They haven't even sent me a bill yet. Legally, I still owe them zero. They haven't billed me.
Well, I know
that's how bad the IRS is. So it doesn't matter about these judges. But remember, Rosie, I am a huge target. You are looking at the number one enemy of the IRS. Our biggest crooks and Department of Justice and FBI, CIA, all of them down by defunding them. Of course, I'm going to be a target. You expect me to be $2? And they say, oh, Paymon's such a nice guy. Let's thank him for helping us follow the constitutional laws. Well, of course, this crook to try to attack me, but you, Rosie, you're not me. You're just another one to them, a little sheeple to shear. So just because they come after me like that, then they're going to come after you. And yet, they have not even billed me to try even think about collecting anything from me. All right? But that is the facts. Does that help you a little bit? Oh, but I can tell you one more thing you should know, Rose. Hold on. Yeah. I'm going to take your question, but I'm going to address because this is getting personal, and I have a chance to explain to you myself and you a little bit more detail. I'm going to do that, okay? Hold on. So what I'm going to show you is this, okay? You need to go to our website. You need to go to step three, okay? Step three is very critical. You understand that because it doesn't matter what these crooked judges may or may not do, okay? They ignore the law and the facts. In my case, it does not affect you. See, Rosie, look at this. This is U.S. Tax Code's website. It shows they have only 31 judges for the entire United States of 330 million people. There is only one tax code judge per 10 million American citizens. There is less than one tax code judge per state. So doesn't matter if someone were to lose. There's no way they can come after all of us. That's why it's smart for us to get together. Okay? There's about 80 million non-filers based at IRS's own best numbers. So, you know, on your left of the picture, you see there's a stadium of 75,000 people. About 80 million non-filers. That means that all non-filers would take about 1,000 of these stadiums. 1,000 of them. Now look at this stadium with all these heads you see close to you. Look at all the heads close by to you. Imagine all these human beings in one stadium all going to have to take cases. The judges in America cannot even handle one stadium, all of them combined. How are they going to go after all the non-filers? So it doesn't matter if once in a while might get one person. As long as we do what the founding fathers did, we get together, join hands, join forces. And that's what Restore Freedom Plan is. We all get together, pitch in, okay? And they come up to 1 in 1,000 people. That 1 in 1,000 people loses to the crooked judge and the IRS, takes his money with penalty and interest. So what? We can put the money up, 2-3 other members are paid to pay his, you know, when they take his money, refund him in full. He's reimbursed in full. And we get the money of 990 plus members still there, standing together, protecting each other, and using that money to restore freedom in America. That's the idea. That's the plan. I don't claim to be a god. No, I just claim to have a plan to win, restoring America, just like even though we have crooked judges, same way George Washington, Thomas Jefferson, they were funding crooked judges of King of England. These judges, it doesn't matter at the end anyways. So now with that, what other questions do you have?
No, I totally understand why they did not send you a bill. Because if they send you a bill that you do not owe through the U.S. Postal Service, that's mail fraud, and they can be brought up on those charges. So I do get why they did not send you a bill.
That's not true. No. They could send me a bill for whatever amount they claim I lost. They could bill me. They're just so incompetent, lazy, overwhelmed. See, that's why I left non-filers alone. In 2017, they left non-filers alone completely. Okay? This is you see on my screen in 2017. The U.S. Treasury auditors wanted the IRS to reconsider its decision to suspend the ASFR program to come after non-filers. Okay? IRS said no because we don't have enough money and resource constraints resulting in IRS's decision to suspend going after non-filers in 2017. So it doesn't matter. My case is not relevant to you at all. You can be free.
Okay.
If you want to be free. Do you want to be free, Rosie?
Absolutely.
Then go to our website. Go to the 7 steps more carefully, especially step three. Because, you know, a lot of people get step one, the law is on our side. Let's step two, I don't want to put the rope around my neck, Psalm 10:40, but they say, but the IRS is powerful God and judges. the corrupt judge's eulogist. Judge, 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 I'm afraid of the judge. Screw the judge. He's nobody. It doesn't matter. They don't have enough judges in America. And I want you to get that, folks. 31 tax court judges for over 330 million Americans. About 150 million tax returns are filed every year, and about 80 million non-filers. This IRS's own best estimate. I'm going to show a document to you right here on my screen. Look at this. Okay? This is a letter from 1998, Rosie. You've seen this before? 1998, Department of Treasury, IRS. Telling this guy, underlined part, based on our 1996 tax filing program, we estimate, I don't know, there are approximately 63 million taxpayers who have not filed. Not 63,000, 63 million. And initially would appear to have a legal requirement to file. Yeah, this estimate is based on data available to the service on the individual master file. They have this person's W-2s and 1099s that were sent by the employer or third party IRS, right? But even back then, they left the 63 million non-filers alone for the most part. Now, they left non-filers almost completely alone. So don't worry about the judge. He's nobody. Anything else, Rosie?
Yes.
Any other question, or are you all good for right now?
No. I'm good. I do know the judges are corrupt. Mm-hmm. You're absolutely right in that, what's going on in the judicial system in this country is corruption. So I do get what you're saying. And even with your 2023 case that's still ongoing, the situation hasn't been resolved, with their system, I guess. But even with that, it was no big deal because there was no oral argument. I see where the attorney for the commissioner mm-hmm. had withdrawn. So that let me know that, yeah, this isn't a big deal. It's not like all over the internet. You have to dig for it. So mm-hmm. thank you for your explanation. And I have gone through all mm-hmm. the steps. I have already mailed in the petitions, actually, for my daughter because she is a W-2 mm-hmm. withholding person. Mm-hmm. So I sent that in for her and all my labels are done and ready for my petitions as well. So, no, I do believe in this. I just wanted, I guess, that extra clarity. That's all.
You are most welcome.
And you've
Thanks
given
for
that.
Asking,
and you've
Rosie.
Given that. Thank you.
Good question. Good. In fact, if you want to see how corrupt these judges are, call us. I'll be happy to send you the decision of the tax court and what we argued on the appeal myself. A Department of Injustice lawyer, and I'll reply back. You're going to see, wow. Yeah, well, yeah, I'm dead to nuts on. You got him. You had him really good. But
yeah,
the
judges
have the power to ignore the law and the facts. They're gods, you know, and that's sad. That's why I'm in America. I'm fighting for America. Because in Iran, it was so corrupt, you had no chance. And America wasn't like this. It was bad. 30-plus years ago, I knew back in the 1990s, the system was corrupt. Now, most Americans didn't know that. It was not so obvious. The way they came after Trump and January 6th, they showed, oh, wow, we are crooks. But for decades, I've known about these guys and said, we got to, before it gets worse, do something about it. And it's gotten worse now. We have in America now political prisoners en masse. Back then, tax fighters, others were here and there. Now they're open about it. That's what we got to. Defund the federal government lawfully and peacefully by enforcing a law on the people in government. And those petitions are the way to go because you know there's a law that says you can go to court, get any federal question answered except taxes. You cannot go to court to get your tax questions answered without paying the tax in full first. or if the IRS coming after you, go to tax court. And if you go to the IRS about it, they are empowered by Congress to just punish you with a $5,000 fine. Can I hear a little more? Don't bother us because you're too busy. So all you can do is write Congress, that's supposed to be the closest branch of government to you, represent you, and demand answers from them. And that's why I think petitioners are so important to get the attention of these representatives that don't represent us anymore. Mm-hmm. At the same time, it gives you protection 100% from criminal attacks by the government because you are following the law. Okay? They will go after someone who does patron mythology. Like, who was the last caller that called? She said to me, Kurt. No. That was Karen. She said she knew me for 20 years, was doing patron mythology all these years. Look after those guys. And but people do it right with us, like these petitions, like Joe Banister did everything right, the government will lose. So thank you for calling. Great question, Big Up Rosie.
Paymont, is the IRS a third-party debt collector?
Obviously, IRS is a third party to you and me. Obviously, they often try to collect a debt. However, for purposes of Debt Collection Act, they're not a debt collector. For that act, the Debt Collection Act that applies to credit card companies, the tax agencies are exempted. Does that apply to them? See, it's how you define things that matters.
Thank you.
You're welcome. Good question. Okay. Let's put the number on the screen one more time. A lot of great questions. If you're done, folks, I will give my voice a rest because I've been talking a lot this last weekend. I got to give my voice a rest, but I will ask you questions if you have any more of them. So if you have a question, call the number on the screen, 657-383-1755. And your telephone screen, plus one. Now we'll take your question, 657-383-1755. And on your telephone keypad, plus one. Now we'll take your question next. We have a call right now from area code 503, followed by a call from area code 907. From area code 503, give me your first name, I heard about us, and then your question, please.
Tim and Dan here, referred by Joe Bannister. Just a quick question concerning the 574 sovereign Indian nations located in our, you know, area of the country here. Curious, do you think that those 574 sovereign Indian nations, do you think that they have to pay like the federal income tax?
Of course not. Any more than you do. And they said the states are sovereign, so are Indians. They are not part of the District of Columbia. Remember, this is the federal United States for tax purposes is defined as District of Columbia plus states, which are also defined as District of Columbia. So the only people on earth that have to pay the D.C. tax are citizens and residents of D.C., federal workers, contractors, and pensioners. The rest of us are free.
Could you possibly just mention that and, like, you know how you do your special videos and you just break everything down and do, like, your long videos and then you do your shorts? Could you just do one for the Indians?
Why only do it for Floridians, Texans, Californians, or Indians? They're not part of D.C.
Well,
if they watch my videos, they cover that. I guess next time I'll mention Indians also. So I'll mention the 50 states or the Indian tribes. I'll mention them next time. Good idea. Why not?
Yeah, you know,
sure.
They just got
them.
Put through a lot, you know, U.S. Army and everything that happened to them and stuff. And I was recently at an Indian reservation. I remember the one lady there telling me the original story about, you know, how all of her family got murdered and stuff and how she owed, tax, the IRS, a bunch of, you know, taxes and stuff like that. I started scratching my head like, geez, you know, I want to share this with her, but it's probably going to overwhelm her a little bit, and there's no frame of reference, so I've got to share her the videos. Anyways, I've got to get back with her, but I obviously want to send out some kind of a, you know, massive letter to all of the 574 sovereign Indian nations so that way they can start getting their head around, wrapped around the fact that the United States is still obviously, you know, abusing them.
Right.
Yeah,
well,
yeah, yeah.
Reach out whoever you can, Indian or American otherwise. Reach out to whoever you can. Thank you for trying to reach out, educate, and empower other people to be free.
Yeah, I'll talk with you soon. I'm sorry I hadn't gotten back with you sooner. Just been a little busy here on that arson case.
No problem. I understand. Not a problem at all. You're welcome.
Thank you.
My pleasure. Let's go to the call from area code 907. You're live, my friend. Give me your first name, how you heard about us, and then your question, please.
Hi, it's Sarah Lee again. I talked to you just a little bit ago, and I thought I would ask, can you elaborate a little bit on a person who wants to start a business and the structuring of a business, what kinds of organization you do to stay out of the limelight or tied into the system? I'm assuming that everyone's supposed to pay local taxes in the town. Is that correct?
Sales taxes, property taxes, DMV taxes, yes. State taxes,
okay.
Some don't have it. 8 states like Florida, Texas don't have it. And then most other states that claim to have it, they follow the federal law definitions or federal forms, therefore you don't have to pay those either. I'm sorry, what was your question again? It was about... here's the thing about your business. Don't worry about it. Do your business any way you want to. The federal government passed the Corporate Transparency Act that the regulations were finished and adopted, applied this year. We want to challenge that in court because they want you to tell the federal government, any entity you have, who's the actual beneficial owner. No privacy for you. Even though state laws giving you privacy, which used to be like New Mexico or Wyoming LLCs, gave you a lot of privacy, okay? But the federal government says, forget about it. Mm-mm. Nope. You have to tell us. Bypass the states. So it doesn't matter. Trusts are good because they're exempt from that. Unincorporated associations are good. They're exempt from that because they're not states, creative entities, okay? Bottom line is also when you do banking, now the bank will insist we will not open an account for you without you giving us a name of a beneficial owner under oath. So they get you there anyhow. So we have to fight all this stuff that in court. That's why we need the Restore Freedom Plan. This got the stuff that I'd be challenged in court. All these things that they're doing. They took out all the big bills in America. Say, you know, big in the $100 bill, it used to be $500,000, $10,000, even $100,000 bills were circulating in America in 1930s and forward. They took them out of all of circulation. $100 doesn't buy much. So to do business, live, you have to have banking. And they want your Satan surveillance number, slave surveillance number to track you everywhere. So it doesn't matter too much at this point right now. But, you know, I like to say, trusts are good. At this point, I would say do that. But I don't do that myself. I refer that our students to people who do those things properly. But that's something to discuss with them, what kind of business arrangement would work better for your particular needs.
And who would I talk to again? I'm sorry.
When you become one of our students, as a Restore Freedom Plan member, you get unlimited consultation. Unlimited help, anything with the IRS, employees, third parties, and referrals to people that we know that can help you with all the different areas of freedoms, like mortgage lenders that we may know that can help you give you a loan without a bank account, estate business planning, things like that. We give those referrals at that time.
Okay.
Any other questions?
All right. Thank you. No, that's it. Thank you so much.
You're welcome. My pleasure.
Bye-bye.
Area code 760 caller from California. You are live, my friend. Give me your first name and how you heard about us. And then your question, please.
Hi, Payman. This is Fran. I heard about you from my daughter, Michelle. And my question is, on the 80 million people that have not filed taxes, how do you know or how can we know that these weren't people that were in very low incomes? They didn't make over $100,000, and so it doesn't really pay for the IRS to go after low income people. That they would want to go after people that have really high income so they can get a better return, in taxes.
Great question. That's why you want to go through step three on your own. Look, here's a letter right there. Okay? They say, based on our 1996 tax line program, we estimate there are approximately 63 million taxpayers who have not filed the tax return. And there's a key part for you. Initially would appear to have a legal requirement to file. So this is not the people that made only $1,000 or $2,000 a year. They made above the minimum filing requirement that the IRS says you have a legal requirement to file. This is it right there. See that? They have a legal requirement to file. They made above the minimum exemption amounts. Right? And the data is available to them on the individual master file. All right?
Okay. And then my second query is that I've talked to you before about I'm in California. I know you don't want everybody to move to Florida, but that's not a possibility because of family.
States too. Texas and Tennessee. It's like four seasons. Tennessee is good. I like Tennessee a lot. Quite frankly, it's another good option.
Right, but. But not everybody wants to leave California, even though it is the communist state as we know it, but everybody will learn after a while.
And traffic, and homelessness,
and,
and graffiti,
well, all we have
and
is weather.
Crime, and to force your children or grandchildren to go to school to get the jab, violate the bias with the bioweapons. Is that the place you want your grandchildren to grow, friend? So sooner or later,
yes,
you have to leave England and come to America. Yeah, I'd leave Iran, come across the globe to America. If I made that sacrifice and to come to a better place, why can't you one of these days, another year, 5 years from now, make plan to leave that communist state? It's about you. You don't belong there long-term, fam. That's all I'm saying. Maybe not tomorrow, but not long-term. Okay?
Okay. But anyway, this is my question. When I called in to get some information on filling out, I am going to join the organization, and I had some questions about filling out the form that I needed to fill out with all the information you need to let me know what it's going to cost. I talked to, I believe it was one of your representatives, George, and he said that, honestly, I mean, he's trying to be very helpful, but that it would be better off for me just to pay the state tax than to be concerned that they're going to come after me. And so I know that you keep saying that, you know, that California is following the federal guideline as far as, you know, we're like piggybacking onto the federal law. But that they are so aggressive that it just scares me to death that they will, you know, put liens on some of my properties and do whatever else they might be able to do because they are so crooked and unlawful.
And Sam, what do you do for a living?
I'm retired now.
Do you have real estate that you own in California?
Yes.
Okay. Well, Sam. Yes, California is lawless. They're communists. The courts are crooked. Okay, worse than the federal courts. So, you know, if you choose to stay there, yeah, you have to deal with that because they'll eventually put a lien against your real estate. Well, I think I keep telling you, sell your real estate, especially now, Fran, we're at the top, which is 2006, top of real estate market. Would you, if you knew it was 2006 or 7, would you keep your real estate? No. You're cashing before the 08 crash. So, be smart. Sell all your real estate now. Even if you take a little bit of loss, it's going to be better than far more loss later on. Now, you stay California longer or get the heck out. Okay? But it's up to you. Sell your real estate. Yep, because California is so corrupt. Sorry. But I think I'd say you have a choice. If you choose to stay in that corrupt communist system, well, you chose to stay there. Where can we leave? Look, God didn't make life easy for us. We have to go hunt for food every day, shelter from the elements out there, cold and heat and sun. We have to work. We have to, it takes work. You got to make choices. There's no such thing as perfect spouse, perfect child, or perfect place to live. But you can choose a better place. Rather being a Sahara Desert, in the middle of sand, where you are at.
No, I understand what you're saying.
So, and friend, you have the possibility. You have the option. You are financially independent. With all your real estate, you can liquidate it, get a lot more real estate for less in Florida or Tennessee, and then you get plenty of money left over to the rest of your life. And your children and grandchildren, bring them over with you. Bring them for a vacation. You should have brought them to a freedom rally to see how wonderful Florida was. At our rally, you missed out. Next year, bring them to our Restore Freedom Rally in Orlando. We have another one in February of 25. Take a 10-day vacation, I'll rally in a few more days to see, Mom, Florida's so good. I didn't realize how good Florida is. It's beautiful. It's green. It's no smog. Doesn't have a traffic. Homelessness. Man, you saw how much of a nice house we can get for so little? Oh, my gosh, Mom. I just didn't know. Why don't you tell me more earlier, Mom? It is your job as the mother, as the older, wiser one, to enlighten your children. Because they don't know. Right? Anything
well, they're pretty smart. They're pretty intelligent. They're
not
pretty
smart.
Not smart
as you, obviously. If they do, they would have come with you out of California. If they're that smart as you, they may be smart, but they're not as wise as you. They're not as knowledgeable as you. I was a smart person when I was 20 years old or 10 years old, but I'm not wiser now. And smart.
Right.
Wisdom, not just smarts. You could be a smart 10-year-old or smart 70-year-old and wiser, right? So you're the wise one. Get them out. Bring them to Florida. Anything else, Lynn?
Yes, I just want you to tell me definitely, should I pay or skip my state taxes in California? Until I can move out of California, will you, because I'm going to be signing up with you guys, will you defend anything that California brings against me? And can you do that?
I can do it only on a case-by-case basis. I can give you a black and white answer right now. So you could do it two ways. You could do a consultation, private consultation that applies to your membership. And I can look at your situation more closely and evaluate your situation better, give you an accurate, definite promise, yes or no. Or you can join anyways, and we're going to take care of you from the IRS anyways. As far as the California situation, FDB, we can have a discussion at that time also and see which is the best way for you to go that you feel comfortable and safe.
Okay. And should I do a consultation? I know with you the consultation is $500 your students, I think, or one of the other representatives, it's $250. And mm-hmm. So who should I do the consultation with?
You do it for the half price, $250, with my trained specialist. They'll answer questions. And if they cannot answer your question fully to your satisfaction, then it continues on with me afterwards to further go into your situation myself and give you a definite answer.
Okay. So when George spoke to me and gave me that information, which I really appreciated it, mm-hmm. So, I took that as a valid answer to my question to him.
Well, George is not an experienced paralegal. He's a very good friendly guy. But he doesn't know the answer to all these things. He gave you a quick answer to be safe. He gave you a safe answer. He doesn't have the ability, knowledge at this point to give you more detailed analysis based on your situation. What he should have done, let him know that, is that someone like you, he should have recommended for you a private one-on-one detailed consultation.
Right. I understand that. I think he was just trying to be helpful, and I appreciated it.
He should be cautious with you. He didn't want to – one thing they say, they're going to overpromise you. We don't want to overpromise you. We have to underpromise and overdeliver. versus overpromise and underdeliver. That's why.
Okay. And also, when I'm going to be signing up, because I pretty much got all of my 1099s and different forms mm-hmm. that I needed that I was waiting for, mm-hmm. and so I have those. So when I'm calling in for the consultation, do you apply that mm-hmm. consultation amount to the sign-up
yes.
amount we're going to be paying?
Yes. Yes.
Okay. And then the last question is, what percentage, I was thinking of going to have both of my taxes done, state and federal, by my CPA, not mm-hmm. having them send it in electronically, just telling them mm-hmm. I will take care of everything. Mm-hmm. And then putting those figures, because I know, you know, they're so much more knowledgeable about putting the numbers where the numbers need to go and things like that on the forms.
Mm-hmm.
And so I was willing to pay that extra to the CPA, and then
mm-hmm.
so I would have good figures to give to you. So
right.
Is that something that you would recommend also?
Yes. In your case, yes. Because you're not a wage earner or simple small business owner, that your numbers, how much you make, are pretty, you know, simple. But then again, you know how much you get from your rentals and how much you made
right.
last year. This year's going to be about the same, or maybe 10% more, or a little bit something like that. You can give us a rough estimate for that right now. If you think you're pretty accurate, that we can go by that also. It's your call. We can go by
okay.
because look, the membership is designed, Fran. Remember, Restore Freedom Plan is designed to have everybody as an American join together. Restore Freedom. The person that makes a little bit, okay, that makes like maybe $30,000 a year. Okay, as well as the guy who makes $10 million a year or more, everybody in between. And because we protect you from all IRS attacks, even if they take your money and we have to reimburse you, obviously the guy that makes $10 million a year got to pay more than the guy that makes $1 million a year or $50,000 a year. So as long as your numbers in the U.S. are pretty close to what they are, it's good enough. That's all we want. I'm not trying to make a big, complex thing out of it. I just want to be just fair to everybody. It's my job. So make sure I'm fair to you and everybody else. Anybody, basically, whatever that was, you would have paid the IRS approximately, take 70% of that approximately, keep that, and 30% to Restore Freedom Plan to protect you and work together to restore freedom in America. So if you think that would be helpful to you, make it, you want it much more accurate, fine, you can do that. But you think, no, I think I have a pretty good idea how much I made, generally it's about the same, rental is about the same, excess is about the same roughly, and maybe a little bit higher because of inflation, then you can take last year's numbers you got and maybe add up maybe 5-10% to it and go by that. That's pretty accurate, fairly close, it's good enough for us. You don't have to pay the accountant necessarily. It's up to you.
Oh, okay. Okay. Well, I just didn't want, if in case I would be called on by the IRS for some crazy reason, I didn't want them, if you having to defend me, I didn't want to say, oh, okay, I was off by $1,000 there.
No, we don't do that. I don't do that, no. As long as you're not really off, you're fine, you know. And remember, you don't sign nothing under policy of perjury. It's just your honesty and integrity. You make your best effort to give us a fairly close numbers, okay? Look, if you said you made hard as $70,000, and he made $165,000. I'm not having a problem with that. You just, you're about there, okay? If you made, you know, $1 million and said you made only $200,000, that would be problematic because you're way off, obviously.
Right. Okay. Okay. Well, that puts my mind more at ease, and I really appreciate your time, and I appreciate what you're doing for all of us.
You're welcome, man. My pleasure. Thanks for calling, and good to see you again, and it's a pleasure to have you join hands with other freedom-loving, truth-seeking, loving people like yourself. Then you're going to join together, Restore Freedom. Remember, folks, if you missed out on the Restore Freedom Rally, next February plan to come. It'll be February. I'm telling you, people tell me it might have so much fun. It is so fun to be along like-minded people. Speakers that talk about the issues you're interested in. Exhibitors, everybody. You have a lot of fun next year. Yes. Yes, man. Yes? You have another question? Okay, I think we took care of Fran. So we got one more caller we're going to go to. So thanks for calling. Guys, you're going to have so much fun next year. Plan to be there. Sometime in February, we'll be in Orlando again. And these are the events I'm telling you. It's just People can't tell me, man, I'm so glad that I can have several days of fun and education, you know, and be free. You learn to be free. And the Monday class always was free. By the way, if you have a group out there, large group out there, 100 people or more, that you can get together, I'll come to a seminar for you guys. Yes, I'll come to a seminar, but I don't want to come to 20 people there across the country, leave my family alone for 20 people. Let's get a large group of people, you know, you make it happen, and then I'll have to come out there and empower your group and get you guys going and take your country back. Okay, so if you're interested in that, can you do that? Call our office. We'll organize that with you. Okay, we have a call from Miracle 503. Did we take him already, 503? Okay. We have an anonymous caller. He says, all 11111. It's you. We don't know it's who you are, so go ahead and speak, my friend. Give us your first name. I heard about us. And then your question, please.
Yes. Oh, thank you very much. Is this Dr. Paymon or George?
That is Paymon.
Oh, bale. Damn it, Gav. Baby, man, you see, I have a question for you.
Yes.
You know, so
what's your name?
My name is Mike.
Mike, what's your Persian name, Mike?
Khosro.
Khosro, hello. Chetori, yes. Khosro. Okay.
Merci.
He's my countryman, folks. He's same language. That's why he said a couple of words he's not getting. He's not Iran where I come from. Khosro, okay, very good, Khosro. We have to speak English, of course, for everybody else's benefit, my friend. How did you hear about me?
Yes, just I do monitor you because I'm a journalist and I like different, information. Yes, I was monitoring it for a long time. And sometimes I may not all the time, but tonight I tell you, I say, oh my gosh, my buddy is here, so I have to ask questions. You know, so e-taxes that are illegal or they're legal?
They're legal. The income tax is 100% legal in the District of Columbia, and for federal workers, contractors, and pensioners. But to other people in America, the 50 states, American Indians, people in Europe, Japan, Asia, Africa, doesn't apply.
So if I understood you correctly, you said it's legal, right? Or it's illegal?
Legal, but it does not apply to the 50 states. Just like a French tax is legal, but does not apply in Germany or Italy, because Washington, D.C., Khosro, is a separate country from each of the 50 United States of America. State is the same as country. Country is the same as a state. America is not one country. America's 50 countries in a union together, and the founding fathers formed in 1789 a union between these 13 original states, and they gave certain powers to the new government of Washington, D.C. to handle for the states and its people, like common defense, foreign relations, mostly dealing with the outside world, okay? But the corrupt major media and the public school system, the school system, doesn't teach us that. They make us all believe in America that federal government is above the states. That is not true. Federal government is above the states only in those 18 specific areas that the states gave those powers to the federal government. Otherwise, in everything else, the states are sovereign countries, like Germany, France, and Italy, who are part of the European Union. Okay, Khosro?
Right. Yes, so then I have a question for you. So then Iran, Ayatollahs, then their taxes, everything is illegal too, since they are illegitimate owner of the government of Iran.
That Iran has a complete different system than America. So does France, Germany, and England. All countries of the earth that I know of, your rights come from the government and can be taken by the government. America is the only country on earth that I know of that recognizes explicitly in its system of law and foundations that your rights come from your creator that you're born with. The government cannot take away your God-given rights you were born with. That's a fundamental difference between America's system of laws than Iran, Japan, France, or England or Germany. Okay?
Right. Absolutely. No, you have covered everything for us, and we appreciate you, Peyman John. Hamishe zinde bashi va har rozetam noruz bashe, aziz.
Thank you. Thank you, Khosrow. I appreciate that. Thank you, my friend. Where do you live, by the way, Khosrow? What state do you live?
Hey, I would repeat again. Sorry.
What state do you live in?
Alaska.
Alaska?
Right.
Oh, okay. I thought we might probably live in Tehran, jealous. I used to live out there in West Los Angeles.
I
area.
Used to be there, but not anymore.
Okay. Yeah. Very good, my friend. It was a pleasure meeting you. Yeah, I invite you to join our Restore Freedom Plan, my friend, and get together with other freedom-minded people like yourself, Khosrow. Okay?
Okay. We appreciate you 100%, and we are glad that always to know you and to know your listeners. Great variety of them, because I do listen to you most of the time.
Thank you.
God bless you, Peyman John.
Thank you.
Have a nice
Thank you.
Night.
Thank you, brother. Thank you, Khosrow. All right, folks, we're almost done. If you have anybody with any last questions, I'll be happy to take it now. The number is on your screen, 657-383-1755 on your telephone keypad. Press 1, and I will take your question now, 657-383-1755. And on your telephone keypad, press 1. Now we'll take a question next. Okay. Now we're going to be in, do we have the flyer of that event in Georgia we got coming up? I got to promote that, let people know about that. You guys know the name of that? Well, we have an event coming up on in Georgia. We got to get that flyer next time. There's one here? What's the website? We have it on our website. We have, okay, good. Let me tell you about our website. We have events. Oh, yeah, that's right. We do. You guys, I'm going to be coming to this event. There we go. That's it. Good. I'm going to be March 14th to 17th in Lanier Islands Resort in Beaufort, Georgia. Okay? That's right. The Next Steps Conference. Okay? That's on our website. The link is there. Okay? Go there. All right? But we can take Judy Michael's off. I got to double check with them about speakers. Yeah, this Next Steps Conference in Georgia coming up. Problem, solutions, okay? Here's some of the speakers I got here on this page that you see, includes yours truly. Here we go, that's me. So that's the next place, folks. You can come to the event, and I'll be in Salt Lake. So it looks like going to be April 18th to 20th. I'll put that on our website when it becomes more definite, okay? So I think we took everyone's calls, right? No more people with questions. I think we... covered everybody. Let me see. 503 area code caller. We covered. We did. Okay, guys. Thank you for being with me, folks. It's my pleasure to once a week join you guys at Freedom and Education Empowerment. Remember, folks, I love every one of you. I want you to be free. I want you to have the life you want to have. It's yours. But guess what? I cannot be free more without you being free more. So I hope you choose freedom. And to do that, you want to seek knowledge. Go to our website, freedomlawschool.org, okay? And get your homework done. As you travel around, listen to our audios, videos, okay? And watch them during lunch and dinner and empower yourself. Regain your power and freedom, folks. You have it, okay? It's up to you to make it happen. I give you my love, and I wish you all good night, my friends.